today and all week on the Best Advice Show, we're going to talk about joy and liberation.
So I'm Amanda Alexander, the founding executive director of the Detroit Justice Center. We're lawyers who support people's movements here in the city and who are fighting for a world without jails and prisons. Beyond that, I am an auntie, a sister, a daughter, a gardener.
One of Amanda's nieces is named Fiona, or Fio. And Fio is the inspiration for all the advice Amanda is going to share this week.
So this was last summer when people had taken to the streets in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Tony McDade and Elijah McClain and so many other people. And I had gone to a rally that was called by some brave young organizers here in the city of Detroit, and they were calling for police-free schools. So they were demanding that all of the funding for police be cut by next year. And Mo and I were there with her daughter, Fiona, who's now almost 2 years old. And we were leaving the rally. And Mo turned to me and just said, you know, in the face of everything that's going on, you know, all of the misery and the trauma and everything that we're up against, how do you stay focused on joy and possibility and liberation? And the second part to her question was, not just how do you stay focused on joy and liberation, but how can I raise Fiona with that sense of possibility? And I, you know, certainly can't give parenting advice. I'm not a parent. I wouldn't presume to do that. But I did think that there might be some things that I could share with Fiona directly. And so I decided that after giving her what felt like a throwaway answer, I promised to give it more thought. And so actually sat down and spent some time with old journals, thinking back on what are some of these practices that feel second nature to me now, that are just so part of how I live. What is there that I could pass on to Fiona as she's coming up, and what could be useful to her and to folks in her generation?
Amanda's letter to Fiona was first published in the Boston Globe on February 11th. The headline is How Black Women Have Built Movements and Cultivated Joy. And so all week, Amanda and I are going to dig into that letter and talk about some of the advice that she shared with Fiona, which I think is also very relevant to you and me. Today's advice: practice your freedom.
So this one, I wanted to let Fio know that, you know, even though we are fighting to be free, we also have to practice our freedom now. Most weeks, I'll take a tech Sabbath. So I just, you know, put my phone and my laptop away, and I sit down in the morning at my dining room table, and I write out a list. And at the top of the page, I just write, today I want. And then I listen. And so first, it usually takes a couple of tries to get through all the things that appear first. And those are all the shoulds. You know, so I want to make it clear, this is not a to-do list. This isn't a list of things that I should do. But it's a list of things that if I really listen deeply to my gut and to my intuition, it's what I want. Today, I want to be by the water. Or I want to take a walk through tall trees. Or I want to hear my friend's voice. And this, it keeps me in the habit of being guided by my intuition and making sure that I know what I want and I know what it feels like to practice my freedom, and making sure that there's a distinction between that and the imposition of someone else's will. And I got this idea after reading Lorraine Hansberry's list that she had written back in 1960. She would write these lists of her likes and hates. And, you know, things like, I love Mahalia Jackson's music. I like my husband most of the time. I like dressing up. And what struck me was how well she knew her interior world as a Black queer woman in the, you know, 50s and 60s. And I just really admired that. And I wondered, do I know myself that way? Do I know how I feel most free? And so I wanted to challenge myself to do that every week and to stay in that practice and to know what, you know, what feels good to me, how I want to move through the day. And by knowing that, I can then communicate what I feel, what I want, and what I need, and helps me show up in my relationships better.
And once you write what you want out on the page, you then go and actually do those things?
So that is then how I, you know, carry out my day. And my friends now, they know that, you know, they're like, oh, you probably won't be reachable today. You're on your tech Sabbath, you know. So, you know, I have people who support me in that practice. And it doesn't happen every week, you know, because there are, you know, certainly lots of demands in the world. But I do feel a difference when I go into a week having touched back in with my intuition, with my gut or not.
This is part one of a week-long series we're doing with Amanda Alexander about practicing joy and liberation. She'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want to see a picture of her and her niece Fio, it's on our Instagram, as well as a picture of Lorraine Hansberry. You've been listening to The Best Advice Show. As always, I want your advice. How do you practice joy and liberation? Let me know by calling the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. More with Amanda tomorrow. Talk to you soon.